Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Find a Rainbow Day. It's National Child Help National Day of Hope. It's National Chocolate Mousse Day. It's National Walking Day. Maybe I should get my 10,000 steps. It's also National Tweed Day, and as I'm getting older, I guess I should be wearing more tweed. And it's National Film Score Day. So, yeah, I, interesting days. I should have some chocolate mousse for dinner, but, well, not for dinner, but, like, you know, as a, what I could do, because I was thinking, oh, well, I can't do that because calories, but what I could do is buy some low-calorie whipped cream, or even the low-calorie Cool Whip. And then just mix in a little bit of pudding with the Cool Whip and that probably would make a low-calorie-ish dessert. Although, with what I'm planning on eating for dinner tonight, I'm planning on having Panda Express. Well, when I say we, Mark and I, are going to have Panda Express for dinner. And that will use up most of my calories. I think if I need a snack after that, it will probably be air-popped popcorn. Or microwave-popped popcorn, because I have a bowl that I can just dump some popcorn in, put it in the microwave. There's a lid, and it just magically makes popcorn. So I could do that. I don't know. I could do that. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna listen to a little AI generated music as I'm talking, because, you know, it's National Film Score Day. And I was like, oh, let's just generate something that's like a film score. So I did not play around with this at all. Meaning, I watch a YouTube channel that covers all of the various AI tools. Mark thinks I'm like obsessed with AI, but, and maybe I am a little bit, but what I will say is AI is, I have always been into automation. The reason I got into doing the things that I do is because of automating stuff, writing macros, doing, you know, automating an Excel spreadsheet to do cool shit, you know, automating Word. When I was at the insurance place, you know, writing macros to do various things. And so, you know, I feel like, you know, I made a weird noise there. I feel like, though, it's perfect. AI is like right along those lines. And back in the day when I was younger, I looked at some AI, machine learning, stuff like that, vision, computer vision, all those kind of things. But the thing is, it wasn't at a stage where it could do much. It wasn't very impressive at all. And so I just kind of lost interest. But now that it's more impressive, I'm thinking, oh gosh, you know, I should take a course on actually how to do that. You know, it's funny because it didn't really end the song. I don't know if you, I didn't really play, like I said, play with this. So maybe you have to select one and then tell it to finish or something. Because I just typed in create a film score sounding thing, you know, basically. It just kind of abruptly ended though. I put it on repeat so that it would keep playing because it only generates like 2 minute songs. It's a service called Suno, and they do have ones with lyrics. I didn't want lyrics. I just wanted instrumental. But I was thinking, you know, this would be a good way to create bumpers and various music for the podcast, because And, you know, this should not be like an example of good, because again, I literally typed in 5 words and then just hit generate. I didn't really play around with it at all. And I would add more instruments like trumpets and stuff like that, of course. But you know, why not? It's going to be copyright free because it's generated by AI, so I don't have to worry about that. All those copyright strikes I get on my podcast. I got to figure out how to do EDM, because you all know, like, you know, EDM bumpers, that's my favorite thing. So yeah, we were talking about the weekend. So Saturday, it was finished. We finished. I did Insta-stalk a couple of the actors. I can't tell if they're gay based on both of them that I thought were cute. They are relatively new to Instagram and didn't have a whole lot of posts. And neither one of them had big, you know, a lot of folks will have like big rainbow flags in their profile or photos of them kissing their boyfriend or something like that. Neither one of them. I mean, not that it would matter if they're gay or not, but you know, if you have little crushes on people, to me, it makes it a little bit more kosher, I'll say, if they're actually also gay. Because if they're straight, I don't want to crush on a straight person, you know? You know. So Sunday was a busy morning because it was Easter, as you all know. And I have to admit something right now. I'm gonna tell my therapist this when I have my therapist appointment later this week. But basically being a people pleaser means you also get really good at lying. What happens when you're, for those of you who are not people pleasers, to give you a little bit of an idea, what happens when you're a people pleaser is you want to do whatever it takes to make sure that the people that you are with or that you are communicating with at the time are happy with you, or happy in general, not just with you, but just in general. You want everything to be happy. You want to avoid confrontation. You want to morph yourself into whatever shape that you need to morph yourself into to make the people happy. And so you get good at lying. In some cases, little white lies, and in some cases, really big lies. And I've told my therapist recently, one of the things I want to be is I want to be honest. In all situations, well, within reason. I mean, if somebody looks fat in something and you don't want to offend them, then maybe, you know, those little white lies are probably fine. But other than that, you know, you probably want to tell the truth a lot most of the time. And so over the weekend, there was a perfect example a perfect practice opportunity for me to tell the truth. So first of all, Mark, there was a birthday party. So we had 3 services that I played for Easter. There's nothing really to report. That was just super busy. Like I got there, caught a shuttle. Because I've told you guys before, like Christmas and Easter, because church is so packed and the parking lot is so packed. The instrumentalists and the singers that devote their life to providing this music for everyone are required to park in parking lots off campus and be shuttled in, because not only are we not paid and volunteer to do all this, but we also on those days have to spend extra time parking. Anyway, so I got there, went in, we played 3 services, not a big deal, but it was very, you know, 3, we normally do 2, 3, my lips were tired after that 3rd one, but it is what it is. Came back. Now, see, there was a party. There was a Filipino friend birthday party at a park. But I have attended the last 2 or 3 events. And I get rest time. Mark, he allows me to not attend them, you know, occasionally. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to this. Then, you know, Saturday evening, late Saturday evening, we get a text from my mom. And it says, hey, would you guys like to have Easter lunch? I had not planned for this. I had planned to edit Mix Minus. No, the gay mix. to do my exercise, because I had 2 hours of Peloton I had to do. And to get my steps in. while Mark was at this party. So by the time he was back, I would be done with all of my chores. And then I needed to cook the dish for Throwing Down that we're recording this week. So anyway, I'd already made all these plans for myself, but they didn't involve like going to, I was going to be at home. So then I see so Mark responded, I have plans. He responded, I have plans. He should have said, we have plans to keep me off the hook, but he didn't. So I saw Mom at church Sunday morning and she said, so you can't have lunch with us, honey? You're going with Mark to his thing? And I said, yes. I said, yeah, that was my lie. I lied to my mom. Then I told Mark later, you have to back me up if my mom asks anything that I was at this party. I should have just been like, no, I'm not, but I have plans and I cannot attend your thing. Unfortunately, I didn't do that. So I'm going to have to confess that to my therapist. But I mean, I got all my stuff done, got the editing done, got my workout done, all of that. Mark and I went to the park and did some walking when he got home. And we had a relaxing Sunday evening, so that was good. We watched some Traitor UK, and yeah, that was about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.